Welcome back. Margaret LaForce is here from the United States Naval and Shipbuilding Museum. Maybe you better know it better as the USS Salem at the Quincy Shipyard. I thought we should get a mid-year update on how things are going, seeing as the Salem has only been there for 31 years. So maybe we should let folks know, Margaret, that there is a museum. There is an actual Quincy-built World War II era heavy cruiser that they can go and visit.
Yes, and the last one in the world.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the only preserved heavy cruiser. Cruisers are named after cities, so the USS Quincy was a heavy cruiser. Yeah. Unfortunately, we didn't get to save the Quincy.
Yeah.
And that was the third Quincy, but the Nautilus Live, if you go to nautiluslive.org,
yeah.
Woods Hole is Oceanographic Institute, and Dr. Robert Ballard out of URI right now are in Iron Bottom Sound. Quincy was sunk August 9th at the Battle of Guadalcanal, and they just had an underwater ROV last week, so super exciting. If you check our Facebook page or you go to nautiluslive.org, you can watch the footage that they were on the USS Quincy.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
2,000 feet under the sea, right?
Wow.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
I bet.
So great Quincy history. In fact, another cruiser, the Northampton, was Quincy built, was another one they visited.
How about that?
Yeah,
okay.
But we like to, you know, be above water, have
well,
you
of course,
visit.
Yes.
I mean, you can go down to Battleship Cove, and they have the Massachusetts and the Kennedy, and the Lexington's in Texas. But, yeah, come visit the Quincy-built USS Salem right here. We're open seasonal weekends, so mid-April to mid-November, Saturdays and Sundays, 10 to 4, and also Fridays during July and August. Mm-hmm. And admission is $12 to $15. We also do the Card to Culture program. So if you have an EBT, healthcare connector in Massachusetts, you qualify for tickets at $5.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we try to do that for community outreach.
Nice. Mm. So was the Salem named after Salem, Massachusetts?
Named after Salem, Massachusetts.
Oh,
yes.
I did
so
not know that.
This year, Quincy celebrates 400 years,
yes.
which is exciting for us.
Yes.
And next year, Salem does.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're going to take the Salem up to Salem?
You know, I thought about that. No joke, Joe. I was like, come on now, let's do this.
Well, right.
This is the whole paranormal history, the Sea Witch,
yes.
we would have crushed it. And, you know, they have such a strong tourism economy, but unfortunately, they don't have any
no place
room
to park
for a 717-foot heavy cruiser to tie up,
it's
right?
It's a little awkward, I suppose, to transport.
I know, but yeah, next year we'll probably, with America 250, have some high-profile events.
Yeah.
So we're definitely a part of that story.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Lieutenant Governor is the former mayor of Salem, so maybe she could come down.
I pitched that to
her. Yeah.
Although some people are like, maybe Margo just move that ship up there. That would be great.
Yeah.
No, you know.
A costly endeavor, I would think, and pretty major undertaking.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, of course, you'd have to have the captain of the port.
Right.
You know, make sure that we're okay. They call it a dead ship tow because she wouldn't be under her own power.
Gotcha.
But the good news is, thanks to Mayor Koch and the City of Quincy Community Preservation Grant funding, we have had a full hull survey and a full ship survey and our hull thickness gauging, and where you're seeing other ships really kind of wear with their age, Quincy built, best you can say about a ship, we have not lost our hull integrity and really have minimal hull loss. We have a brand new cathodic protection system, which protects the hull from erosion.
I see. Okay.
And yeah, so we're in good shape. So
That's
we probably
great.
Could pull it off, but you know, if I was shaking the money tree, there's some other things I'd do. Plus, my heart's at Quincy.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Of course.
So we want to bring everybody here instead.
That's
right?
it. Come on down, right? So I'll try to do a coordinated marketing campaign
there you
up
go.
There.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's also, as you know, Mass 250 next year. Right.
So, and we actually. I just got kind of a preliminary heads up. We had put in some requesting for funding because this year is the United States Marine Corps 250 and the U.S. Navy 250. So those are Navy 250 is October 13th, Marine Corps November 10th. And so those weekends, we had hoped to do this for Flag Day, was to dress ship, have all the signal flags.
Right, I remember talking about that. Yeah,
unfortunately, Mother Nature got us through the parade and festivities of Quincy, but during the day, we didn't have the weather to pull that off.
Okay.
So we are looking to do that for those. And we're kind of just in the event planning stages for the fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have all the flags, though? Are they all
we did, because through Community Preservation Grant, we knew we wanted to be ready for Quincy 400 and some of these, you know, a lot of the museum ships around the world align with Navy ships around the world that dress ship on these special designated days.
Neat.
So we used some grant money to purchase the flags, and it's quite a production.
I
takes
bet.
A few hours to get them up, take a few hours to get them down, a lot of volunteer manpower, but, you know, truly, it's a love and boy, does she look great.
I bet.
In all her glory, yeah.
That's great to hear. Speaking of volunteers, maybe we should talk a little bit about interns you have this year, huh?
Right. Yeah. So we've had great success probably the last 6 or 7 years with various programs. So directly through the through us, people come to us that want to volunteer, and we try, when it's a student volunteer, high school, college, to give them a little bit of a stipend that we use our grant funds for.
Nice.
And Bob Damon, who you've probably had on your show, with the Quincy Summer Youth Corps, he does a program for in the Quincy Public Schools for high school students, and it used to be with the MFA, they do docent training.
Yeah.
And so he does some in-person training during the school year, and then in the summer, those students come and work one day a week at museums throughout the city.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some of those students who you'll come and meet, and they'll be giving guided tours of the main deck.
That's nice.
Yeah. I have a retired Marine Corps colonel who's scripted us a nice tour that is manageable for students to give, right? So we don't need to give them the full depth, learn that quickly. So that's been going really well. Just had a group of students start last week. They do July and August on Fridays. And then we have, through the Quincy Public Schools system and the Mass Hire system, so Quincy has a Mass Hire office, there's a YouthWorks program, and some of them go to school 4 days a week. It's kind of like a life skills class. Mm. And their fifth day, they're out at an employer working. And the next year, the kids will work, you know, maybe almost 20, 30 hours a week.
Well.
And so we are one of the host locations.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Students work in our admissions, learning retail. They work, I call it the welcome to Walmart when you come up the gangway.
Like,
you know, most answer the frequently asked questions. Where's the bathroom?
But those are social skills that you develop,
customer service skills,
exactly.
And then what the project I'm mostly excited about is digitizing our collection, right? So we will talk next about the museums. No, we're not open all the time. We wish we could afford to be open more. That's a challenge. But how can we bring our collection accessible to online so that people, whether they can't make it to Quincy, they might want to see what we have, or maybe it will encourage them to visit. We have over 10,000 items in our collection.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that the interns over the past 5 or 6 years have kind of cataloged into Excel spreadsheets, put into photography or scanned items, and now we're uploading them into a software that'll be searchable online.
Super.
So that, we just started this new software program. It's much more user-friendly than when we were trying. So it's had some learning curves, but, you know, we love working with students. And as you know, my history with the USS Salem, cataloged by QATV over decades.
Yes, yes.
you know, started as the USS Salem really was a student-led project at Broad Meadows, right? And so I joked.
The history girls.
They were like fourth generation Broad Meadows, Ron Adams, and I think he invented experiential learning, bringing our class here to QATV for interviews.
You mentioned the Lexington, started with the Lexington. Yeah,
we had hoped, but can I tell you how grateful I am? I don't have carrier size problems.
Thankfully, it wouldn't fit through the Ford bridge. So.
Yeah, that was a blessing.
We couldn't do that.
That was a blessing, but I actually have just been asked this past year to serve on the national board, the Historic Navy Ships Association.
Congratulations.
So thank you. Wow. So I represent the USS Salem. And Steve Banta is the CEO of the Lexington, and he chairs that board.
I see.
So I have great relations with the other museum ships around the country, and four of them are Quincy built.
Yeah, that's super.
Yeah.
So it's a natural fit then for you.
It is, yes. I have been enjoying it.
Good for you. I can tell just by your smiling.
I know. It lights me up. It is my happy place.
That you enjoy it, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do some show and tell. You brought some pictures.
I did.
Yeah. So 7 or 8 pictures we want to show folks. What are we looking at?
Okay, so we're going to start with this one. This is our gangway tidal mooring issues. There's kind of two images here. So this is the low tide view, and you can see what I call kind of the eel pile of rubble, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, we're very blessed to be able to be at the Quincy Shipyard in deep water and staying in our community.
Where else could you put it, right?
And where else could we go, right? And so we're super grateful. Jay Cashman had constructed for us really a temporary pier when we had to move from our prior location.
Yes.
And so now we're saying, what does our long-term solution look like? Mm-hmm. And so our community preservation grant that is just awarded this fiscal year, like the council voted, I believe, in June, and so we'll be under contract, is giving us funding to work with an engineering firm, Time Bond, to help us with schematic design. If we were to reconstruct a pier, improve our parking, but most importantly, improve our gangway and access, because so many of our visitors are seniors, families of crew members who served on board the Salem or any of
the
other
in their 80s
ships,
and 90s, right?
It's hard to get on. So if you show the next one of that,
low tide is,
you're going to see.
It's a very steep incline.
It is very steep at low tide. So we tell. So you can see kind of the overview here and what the pier is and the temporary boardwalk. And so what you're seeing the remnants of was a previously cement, you know, constructed pier.
Yes.
So the thought is, maybe it's a pipe dream, and maybe I'm going to win the lottery, but who thought a group of students was going to get a Navy ship into their hometown? So we're reaching a little big here. We're going into schematic design. There would be a lot of, grants would be eligible for.
Sure.
And in the bottom right, you see what that pier used to look like, and you see the heavy crane. So there was a pier. It was demolished. Can it come back? And if not, what can we do? So we're hoping to advance some schematic design. So that should be really exciting.
Okay. So it sounds like this is going to be your permanent home for the foreseeable future, then?
What's we're hoping.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's make the most of it, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So if we're going to do, if this is where we want, this is where we want to stay, how can we make it work? How do we make it easier accessible for the community?
Okay.
And there's a barrier there to overcome, and we're going to do our best. And, you know, add a second egress would be ideal.
Sure. Hmm. Yeah. Okay. A little at a time, right?
Yeah. So big thank you to the city council and the mayor for this year's award.
$100,000, I think.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. All right. Next up.
Here we go. So here's the interns that we had talked about.
Yes.
This is them last year. Last year was very much in the archives. You can see the light box. They were actually taking pictures of objects. There was a lot of scanning.
Okay.
And you see over to the right, that's Joe Vack, one of our long-term volunteers, one of our interns. We had items stored on bunks, and now we have a whole shelving system. Everything's organized. We have on the spreadsheet where the items are.
Yeah.
So we did major advancement, and that's been 5 years in the making.
Wow.
Yeah.
So these items that are in storage here, Margaret, they're not on display throughout the ship? Where do they come from?
Yeah, so, donors through the years.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so we have various exhibits throughout the ship. And honestly, it's been the same exhibit since we opened 30 years ago.
Sure, yeah.
And so we're trying to get some, what else is in our collection and how do we better showcase that? What should we pull off and what should we rotate through? But until you have a handle, when the ship came in the 90s, Jim Fahey, if you'd remember him, we've got paperwork and that's in a filing cabinet with your name and what you donated. But now, where's that item?
Yes.
You didn't catalog things digitally. They didn't have that technologies back then.
Yeah.
So we are really playing catch up to manage the collection and now do a refresh.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so look for that as kind of the next steps.
Okay, all right, good. That's a great intern job too, right?
It is, and they've really been doing a lot of the busy work on that.
Nice for them, good,
excellent.
They'll know first.
Right.
They'll know before anybody.
I have to tell you, I should have put this picture in, but this is really fun. You probably saw it in the Quincy Sun. Millie Cox, Marine Corps veteran, turned 100, and she had 100 birthday last year. And so she said to me, Margaret, I donated my uniforms years ago to the museum. Oh, you'll never know where they are. And I was with her. I texted my intern. I said, can you pull out the Marine Corps female uniforms? Sends me a picture. Got
them. Just like that.
Yep. Because we had known because they had cataloged them.
Yeah.
And so she said, I'd love a picture. So Krista Haggerty at Dependable Cleaners says, Margaret, I'm going to clean them. There were some tears. I'm going to repair them. She did a beautiful job.
Oh, nice.
And Millie says, well, you also have my dog tags. You'll never find them. And I thought, okay, guys, start looking for the dog tags.
It was a challenge. Yeah.
They hadn't cataloged those yet.
Okay.
And so I was on board. I find the dog tags.
Yeah.
I don't tell her. And on Marine Corps birthday last year, we're at the Nickerson Post, Krista and the Dependable Cleaners group, Mayor Koch, myself, and the Marine Corps League at the Nickerson Post.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I presented her with her uniforms, gave them back to her.
Sure.
I mean, would welcome them back in the collection.
Of course,
Not only did I have her dog tags, I had her lapel pins, we had her Bible.
Wow.
And we were able to return those to her for her family because those are such personal items. Yeah, so these are the things that we've really been a repository for community history.
Yeah. Kudos.
But let's get it accessible.
Yeah. Super. What else did you bring with you?
So I think you're seeing, this is done professionally, our hangar. So what's unique about the heavy cruisers is this slides open and would be where you'd store things. Whether it was a float plane, there was, it was intended to be used as a hangar for aircraft. And Salem was only in service for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And so the hangar slides open in the stern of the ship. And so this is an area we'd like to have public events, but was it yield rusty.
And
so we just had completely redone the hangar, and then in the stern you can see the 3-inch guns off the back.
Yes.
And so those also just got professionally painted. So we're had put some money in with the community preservation grant to do the hangar area. Now, of course, you see the deck and that looks terrible, and that's my next multi-million dollar project when I win the lottery. But we're starting with
what
we can
achieve. Would it be
that much,
really, to restore
that? Well,
yeah.
Okay. I mean, because it's original teak.
Right.
And so you'd want to replace in kind. And
of course.
A lot of the battleships have gotten grants, and so I'm kind of looking at their lessons learned. Some try to composite, didn't go as well as they wanted. And so we'd want to be original materials.
Right?
Yeah. But there's a path we can follow, but we just have some other things in line first, right? So that's an exciting one.
But that's a natural stage, really. You have to build something on top of it, I would think.
We could, and so we've talked about that, about what big events. We actually, this summer, in September, the Coolidge Corner Theater has asked us to host some, they do projects in the community, and so they want to host some movies on the Fantail.
Really?
Yeah.
Neat.
So stay tuned as details come together.
Movies on board, okay.
That would be an area, we wouldn't have anyone stage on top of that, but in the Fantail area, we could set it up and, you know, put the TV screen. Because when the sailors served on board Salem, at night they would watch movies on the Fantail.
Right, exactly, moving history again. Only a couple of minutes left, but do you have any more pictures?
Let's show, this is just, you know, some nice, we have our red, white, and blue lights also funded by some grants. Looks great when you drive over the bridge.
Yeah.
And let's just show you the volunteers, what they're working on board.
Definitely.
Yeah, so this is our volunteer crew. We have a group that come on board Wednesday mornings, and then also when we're open, whether it's doing tours, welcoming visitors, or doing projects. So if you want to slide through, the boot stripe, you can see on, you know, how terrible the bottom stripe looked, and we're painting it black. We have a volunteer crew working on that.
Makes a big difference. Yeah.
Oh, it's really. So we're just, you know, working on the port side this year.
Mm-hmm.
And next one, this is the 3-inch gun inside Jerry Palumbo, and he's got a group of volunteers. But you can see kind of all the paint's flaking off and he's scraping off. You know, the red is the primer, and so this is a project that's actively underway.
Okay.
And the next one is turret 3. We completed the port side. Now they're working on the starboard side.
Very good.
Yeah.
So
we do everything. If you have a skilled trade, whether, you know, electrical, there's a heck of a lot of painting, carpentry. You know, if you think about boat maintenance,
like house maintenance on the water, right?
Yeah. But, you know, we're really like a family. We have a group of people who really enjoy working together and really, you know, passionate about Quincy history and telling the story. 300, you know, Quincy 400, we have a legacy of shipbuilding history.
Sure.
It's important to share that story.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Reach out to you.
So I would say, uss-salem.org, but I would say email info@uss-salem.org.
Okay.
I'll connect you with Jerry Iannelli. He's our volunteer coordinator, lives in West Quincy. And Saturday mornings is always a time. Just, hey, come by when we're open. We'd love to show you around, show you what there is to get involved in. And of course, visit. We love visitors, and always love supporting a good cause for the community too, with free admissions and anything we can do to be a community partner. Different groups have meetings on boards, things like that.
Yeah.
So I always say, if you're thinking about it, ask me. We like to work you to yes.
There you go. Great to see you as always, Margaret.
As always, to you too. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.